Good morning. That large ocean storm over the Maritimes continues to influence our weather here over interior New York and New England. Underneath that circulation, another spoke of energy rotating through, producing a lot of clouds, a breeze out of the west-northwest, and a few scattered showers, especially in the Champlain Valley and close to the Canadian border. This will be the rule today. Not a lot of wet weather, but an occasional shower passing by from time to time. A lot of clouds and only a few breaks of sun. And along with that breeze, a chill in the air with highs only reaching the middle and upper 50s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with a few showers this evening before the clouds begin to break up a bit tonight as that system starts to edge away. Overnight lows will be in the lower 40s. With that system just a little bit further north and east tomorrow, we'll manage to get into some sunshine. Still, clouds will mix in, but it'll be a dry day and continued breezy, but milder, with highs in the lower 60s. In fact, high pressure should build in, keeping it dry through the middle of the week, with a nice warming trend on Wednesday, highs in the middle to upper 60s and staying in the 60s on Thursday. A storm system currently in the deep south in the middle of Texas will slowly ride along the Gulf Coast region during the work week. It'll reach the eastern seaboard before the forecast becomes more questionable. At least one computer model has this system tracking up the coast, keeping the weather unsettled Friday and into the weekend. However, more than one computer model pushing this harmlessly out to our south and leaving the weekend dry with some sun. So still some question marks Friday and beyond, but it looks like we'll at least have a warming trend through the middle of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Texas to Louisiana and southern Mississippi and Alabama, and an enhanced risk for southern Louisiana. Air mass recovery should occur across eastern Texas into southwestern Louisiana in the wake of morning thunderstorms, although to what degree it can destabilize given the presence of cloud cover remains uncertain. However, most model guidance suggests a narrow corridor of moderate instability will exist from Houston to Dallas in conjunction with dew points in the 60s east of a weak surface low and Pacific cool front. Vertical wind profiles will be sufficient for supercells, with hail and damaging wind the primary risks, with tornadoes not out of the question. Meanwhile, in the colder air, winter storm warnings continue for the highest terrain of the Colorado Rockies into the Sangre de Cristo Mountains for as much as 8 to 18 inches of snow into this afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Abilene, Texas, at 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Albuquerque, New Mexico, at 6:31 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 21 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 33. 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.68 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 14 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers, lower 60s. Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the lower to mid 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 50, that's 2 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow for the month and 75.9 inches for the season. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 473 for the month, and 6,688 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 26, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but milder, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds in the middle to upper 60s Wednesday. Still plenty of sunshine mixed with clouds Thursday in the mid-60s. A chance of rain Friday and a chance of showers Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower to mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.